Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nobody deserves it more. Herbert pressured again, slings, and it's caught by Johnston. And now the ball is loose. Washington recovers. Johnston had it, and then he fumbled it, and the Commanders get a big break as Marshawn Lattimore comes up with it. I believe it was Quan Martin who forced the fumble.
Did that play save the game? It seemed like it. You know, we were headed towards another week of doom and gloom storylines until that hit by Quan Martin. Plays in the second quarter, they rarely decide games, but that one definitely changed the game and probably put us into position to have a nice victory Monday and a pleasant week ahead. Good morning, everybody. Max is here with me. Ben will join us. He is back from LA. He'll join us at 12. Plenty of time for you. My game take coming up. Quan Martin said about it, about the hit on Quentin Johnston after the game that caused the fumble with 8 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first half. Quote, "Violence solves everything." Closed quote. You know, when it comes to the sport he plays, he's not wrong. And that violence solved a looming problem for sure. The Chargers were up 10-0 on their way to making it either 13-0, best case, 17-0, worst case. They were on their way to eating another 2, 3, 4 minutes of the clock, which they had already dominated. Without that turnover, Washington would have been in a heap of trouble. They would have been in a big hole. And don't forget, before that fumble, because everything that came after it is what we really kind of remember about how well they played, both sides of the ball, star performances, several big moments and big plays that for the most part went their way. But before that fumble, it had been a 22-minute beatdown. I mean, major beatdown. The offense in two drives went punt and then punt again. The defense had given up in just a quarter and a half, 179 yards and 10 points, and more of both seemed to be coming. I know that Dan Quinn said after the game about being down 10-0, he said, "I looked up and saw 10-0 and I said, blank, S." And he said, but it felt different. It didn't look different. Wide receivers wide open. They were actually running the football. Offense was struggling. And it really seemed to be a big, big problem at that point. But that play turned things around. And then more plays followed. And it turned out to be a really good win. Games don't end 8 minutes, 7.5 minutes into the second quarter. That one was on the verge of it, but what a turnaround and what a game. 27-10, 3-2 now, a game back of Philly through five games. Long way to go, but man, that was a necessary win. I mentioned so many impressive performances, so many big plays in the game. It was a big bounce back game for the defense. 5 sacks, 2 massive takeaways, including the Johnston fumble forced by Quan Martin, the tipped pass by Johnny Newton that got picked off by Sanra Still at the goal line in the fourth quarter. A team that only had 1 takeaway through 4 games came up with 2 crucial takeaways yesterday, and they needed them, no doubt. The Chargers, let's be fair here. The Skins were hurting with Terry McLaurin out, with Noah Brown out, with others banged up, and it's been a rough injury start to 2025. But the Chargers were an absolute train wreck of a mess along their offensive line. But the defense had to take advantage of it, and it did. Big time. The return of Jaden Daniels. The first 2 drives, a lot of rust. There was a call by Cliff Kingsbury on the second play of the game that I'll address in my game take that didn't make a lot of sense to me, but it was rusty to start, and then he completed that 3rd and 16 after the turnover, and he was himself again. The offense led by Jaden Daniels, and a pretty good day from the running back. We'll get to him. 5 scores on their final 6 drives of the game. Jaden was back. Kroski Merritt, wow, was Bill good. He's the one. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And yesterday's game kind of proved it, given the snap count, given the carry count. He's going to be the guy that gets the most opportunities, and I think he should. You know, he had 111 yards on 14 carries. That is 7.9 yards per carry. 2 touchdowns, another 2 catches for 39 yards. Yeah, he had the fumble, and it was a big one that ultimately did not cost them. His vision, his cutting ability, his burst, his yards after contact. I mean, the way people bounce off of him, the way he drags would-be tacklers. He was outstanding. And then the number of defensive performances in this game, pass rush-wise in particular, and really specific to the pass rush. I mean, I don't know where to start with how many players it seemed in my notes. I wrote down pressure leads to sack, or just sack. But Dorrance Armstrong and Johnny Newton and Jordan McGee and Kinlaw, and I mentioned Armstrong. I should mention him 3 times. Payne had big plays. It was just one after another, and Washington gets a huge win in the game. Now, I thought this was one of those games in which there were so many moments, so many key plays that as you're watching the game, you know, this isn't a red zone watch. This is, you know, start to finish, you're on one game, so you really kind of get the feel of how the game is going. And usually over the course of 60 minutes in a game that, you know, is close, you'll have 4 or 5 plays and you're like, that one was huge, that one. In a game that ends 27-10, you don't expect that many, but there were so many of those moments where you are watching and you say, wow, that was a major turning point play. There were 7 of them that I counted, and you could probably add another 3 or 4. But here were the 7. All right. Number 1, it starts with an absolutely horrible offsides on a short field goal attempt by Mikey Sanristil. That cost them 4 points. That's one of those, you know, early in the game, you're like, oh my God, that's going to come back and haunt them. It's going to come back and haunt them. By the way, on a super short field goal, and that attempt was, what, 20-something yards? What was that, the length of that first field goal but the first touchdown when he missed the when he kicked the field goal offsides. It was a 29-yard field goal. All right, 29-yard field goal. You can't jump offsides on that. All right, you're not going to block those kicks more often than not because they get up in the air much faster. They don't have to drive those kicks. So the balls get up much quicker. They're so much harder to block. That was costly. So that was number 1 of seven key plays, key moments. Number two was the play we came in with, the monster forced fumble by Quan Martin that legitimately turns around a game that is headed towards 13-0, 17-0, you know, 200-and-something yards of offense to 25, you know, 11 first downs to zero, you know, time of possession, something like, you know, 21 minutes to 6 or 22 minutes to 5. And by the way, leaving Washington with very little time to even answer, although we saw they didn't need a lot of time at the end of the first half, not with 5 back, that's for sure. That play was so big. Offense had punted twice. Defense had given up 179 yards. And it was getting ugly, and it was getting ugly early, and that play turned around the game. That was definitely one of those where you say, oh, man, make a note of that. That may have just turned the game around. I saw people saying, that game saved the season. It didn't save the season in week 5. But I'll tell you what, it certainly gave them an opportunity to make sure that people weren't talking about the season being over after yesterday's game. Key play, key moment number three. Shortly after that fumble, they go backwards on offense, and here they are about to punt again on a third straight offensive drive, and they are facing third down and 16. And that fumble, that forced fumble by Quan Martin, would not have meant much. You know, if they go 3-and-out and give the ball back to the Chargers, and the Chargers have good field position. But, wow, the first big play of Jaden's return. 3rd and 16, they're not checking it down. They're not running a screen or a draw. He's throwing to the sticks to the rookie Jalen Lane. It is a great throw. It's a really good contested catch. And there it is, a massive conversion. And from that moment on, Jaden and the offense completely different the rest of the way. Number four, key moment number four. End of the first half, 10-7, punting from their own end zone. I'll talk about, when I get to my game take, the different possibilities they had there at the end of the first half. Quinn was ultra aggressive, not once, but twice in that scenario. And he hadn't been, you know, without Jaden, with Mariota. But down 10-7, punting from deep in your own end zone. That punt gets returned 57 yards for a touchdown by Ladd McConkey. Now, I'm sure most of you, like I, saw the roughing or running into, wasn't sure what it would be. Go back to the Maryland game on Saturday when their punter got absolutely mauled, and for some reason it was running into the kicker. You don't know these days with if it's going to be a 15 or a 5. It seems like more often than not, when it looks like it's a 15, it's a 5. And when it looks like a 5, it's a 15. That one looked like a 15. It was a 15. It nullified the 17-7 lead on the punt return, and it gave Washington the ball from their own 17-yard line. But what would they do with it? That leads to key moment, key play number five. First play after the roughing the punter. We're not going to run the clock out from our own 17, one timeout left. We get the ball to start the second half, but no, we're going for it. Jaden, 50-yard bomb to Luke McCaffrey. What a throw. What a catch. That leads to a game-tying field goal and all of the momentum heading into halftime. I mean, that game turned on a dime at the 8:50 mark, and it was about to turn again until that bomb to McCaffrey. Play number six of my top seven moments in which you jotted it down and said, that one, that's the play that we're going to look back on. First play of the fourth quarter. This is the one where the Chargers, potentially, if they had come back to win the game, would have pointed to this play to say, without that, we don't win the game. And that was Kroski Merritt's fumble on 1st and 10 in Charger territory after they had failed on a 4th and 2. And here goes the ball on the turf, recovered by the Chargers. And all of a sudden, a game that looks like we're on the verge of putting away is now back in play with 14-something left in the fourth quarter. And then at the end of that drive, finally, by the way, a drive. Did you guys see this? That drive for the Chargers after Bill's fumble. all right, which started on their own 43-yard line, all right, their own 43-yard line with 14:52 left in a game that was a 10-point game, 20-10. In just 53 yards, they ran 14 plays and ate 7 minutes and 12 seconds of the clock. By the way, yesterday's game is not going to help Washington's time of possession disparity. It was 34-19 Chargers to 25-41 Washington, 25 minutes 41 seconds for Washington. They were 28th in the league coming in time of possession, something that they really owned last year, finishing 7th in the league. But man, when you go 14 plays in 7 minutes and 12 seconds, you usually think that that's like an 85-yard drive. 53 yards. And they had a first and goal at the one. No Hampton on that drive for them. That was big for Washington. And the interception by Sanra Still after the Johnny Newton tipped pass. Herbert looking for Keenan Allen in the end zone on third and goal. That was the 7th big moment. And the final big moment of the game. Rarely do you have that many plays in a game that ends 27-10 where you look back and say, mark that one down, jot that one down. That one is going to be one we talk about. And there were at least 7 of them. How about the drive, by the way, that followed the Sanra Still pick? 13 plays, 99 yards, 6 minutes and 32 seconds. And on 4th and 7, instead of kicking the field goal, they go for it, and Jaden throws a touchdown pass to Debo in the corner of the end zone, officially in that moment ending the football game. I guess they technically needed the extra point to make it for sure a 3-possession game. But wow, that was a game that had a lot of those moments. It was a win that they really needed. The season is long, all right? You know, if they had lost yesterday, the season was not done. It would have felt like it was on the verge of slipping away. But what a difference, 3-2, coming from 10-0 down and on the verge of it being worse than 10-0, to dominate a team on the road. I know it was not much of a road environment. How great that feels through 5 versus what it would have been. 2-3, 2-game losing skid, doom and gloom all week. It's amazing. A week ago, talking about how bad the defense was against the Falcons, and then it steps up with probably its performance of the year, considering the circumstances. Again, against a team that was hurting up front and has been absolutely shredded to pieces up front for 3 straight games. But wasn't sure that we had it to take advantage of it, and we did. This team had the guys up front in particular to take advantage of that situation. It wasn't must win. You know, I never thought yesterday was must win. I thought it was a need to have, and I thought they would get it all week. I did. And no, for all of you tweeting me, I do not have a feel on the Bears game like I did on the Falcons game 2 weeks ago and on the Chargers game a week ago. I think this is going to be a really interesting football game a week from tonight at home against the Bears. Not a strong feeling yet either way. We will see as the week goes along. But look, this was one of those games that there are certain, you know, junctures of the season when you have a successful season that you sometimes look back and say, you know what, that was one we were on the verge of it going sideways, and we were, you know, we got plays, we made plays, we came back, we won the game, and we stopped the potential bleeding at that moment in the season. You really do, when you are a successful team and you believe yourself to be a contending team, you've got to stop potential, you know, runs. They had that 3-game losing skid last year. They had to bounce back after it, and they did. And I thought yesterday they kept the doom and gloom feeling of the season slipping away. They kept it at a distance. They did that yesterday. I'll get to my game take coming up here in a moment. I do want to just mention this about Jaden Daniels' return. I know that he's played two games, or he had played two games before yesterday, but man, yesterday, from that 3rd-and-16 completion on in the second quarter after the fumble recovery, that really felt like the beginning of Jaden Daniels' second season. The first two count. I'm not trying to take away the first two. They will count on his record, statistically, win-loss-wise, etc. But remember, yesterday was his first game in 23 days, in over 3 weeks. And the start of the season was the opener, which is always a weird game, and then 4 nights later. And I think that yesterday was huge. I don't think he ever had a doubt that he was going to play well. And it didn't start well at all. But what a turnaround. And he is, of course, the absolute key to another winning season, another season in which this team contends for something in the postseason. And I thought he looked good. I thought he looked healthy, especially after he ditched those shoes early on for a better pair. He looked good throwing it. He looked good running it. He moved well. And you can just see how everybody else benefits by his mere presence on the field. The way teams have to play him and account for him makes it so much easier for everybody else, even though they were missing so many key players. His health and availability isn't the only thing that matters, but it's the thing that matters the most. Good to have him back. Good win for this team. 3-2, everything on the table 5 weeks into the season. I'll get to the particulars of my game take next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At least run out the half without giving it back. Here's Daniels. Let's one fly. Going deep. Luke McCaffrey.
Oh! He's got it! Oh, what a catch! We've got another flag, though, so let's wait and see. Oh, my goodness! Luke McCaffrey.
What a wild end to that first half. What a throw. What a catch by Luke McCaffrey. 50 yards down to the Charger 33, put Washington in position with another throw from Jaden to Deebo Samuel for 22 yards to get a chip shot field goal at the end of the half, making it 10-10, and they got the ball to start the second half. That was a game flip from the 8:50 mark of the second quarter on. The Chargers on the verge of going up 13-0 or 17-0 in complete control of the game through a quarter and a half. That fumble, the hit by Quan Martin on Quentin Johnston, and the Chargers didn't score again, although they got really close to scoring in the fourth quarter. I want to tell you about Window Nation. October's here, so is the return of chilly air seeping into your home. That is, if you've got an older window set, stuck windows, cracked windows, hard to open, hard to close. If that's the case, you need new windows, and my recommendation is to call Window Nation to eliminate not only the annoying drafts that will come with older windows, but the much higher heating bills. Window Nation has some of the most efficient and the best replacement windows out there. Their installation crews finish the job in a day or less, so you can get back to your daily routines with minimal interruption. Window Nation offers a lifetime warranty on all of their windows, so you can relax knowing your home is protected far into the future. This month, the offer is a real good one. Buy two, get the next two free, but with no limit. Plus, one day or less installation, that's included in the price. They'll give you the option also of paying nothing for 2 years. No down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest charged until the year 2027. Window Nation is a company that I've worked with now for 17 years. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They've got a 96% customer satisfaction rating, over 45,000 five-star reviews. They've installed over 3 million windows across the country, and their windows come with a lifetime warranty. They were recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies. You can trust Window Nation. I promise you, they'll get it done, and they'll get it done right. Get a free estimate. Start with that by calling them at 866-90-NATION or going to windownation.com. Mention my name. They'll come out and take good care of you. All right, let's get to the game take. All right, what I liked, what I didn't like, and a lot more. You can start getting onto the phones in about 20 minutes is probably the best time to start. Right before 11 o'clock, we'll take your calls and get your reaction to this big win next hour. All right, number one on the list is the return of number five. It was rusty early. I can't believe on the second play of the game after a 7-yard quick game throw to Deebo Samuel, and it's second and three, Cliff calls a play. I could be wrong. He could have checked to it. It could have been an option. It didn't look like an option. He calls quarterback power. There's some action going on in the backfield. A lot of misdirection in everything Cliff does. And here comes number five in his first game back after 3 weeks on the second snap, running a designed run into a pile of bodies. Minus 2 yards. What? I love Cliff. He is just so good. I mean, we are very lucky to have Dan Quinn as the head coach and Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator. I just don't get the fascination of the quarterback counters, the quarterback powers. You've got a quarterback that doesn't look anything like Cam Newton, nothing like Josh Allen physically, and he's coming off a knee injury, and he's been out for 23 days. And on the second snap, we're running quarterback power, quarterback counter, whatever it was. I'll go back and look at it again, and I may be wrong, and it may have been a check. Could have been a check on second and three. He got hit, tackled for minus two, next play, incomplete, and they are punting. The early going also included a third down scramble on their second series, and he slipped. And then he got rid of those shoes and put on other shoes. I guess the reporting from Aaron Andrews was that he put on the shoes he normally wears. I don't know why he was wearing other shoes. Did it have something to do with the knee? Did it have something to do with the brace? Did it have something to do with the turf? I'm not sure. But he slipped on that second series. And I actually think he had an option on that play, which I'll get to when I mention some of the plays that weren't good. But it was a slow start, and then it was Jaden pretty much the rest of the way. And it started on that 3rd-and-16 after the fumble. They're about to punt it back, you know. And the thing about this team during this, you know, very brief, you know, at this point, you know, 25-game Jaden Daniels era, where he's missed two games this year, they just overcome long down and distances. It's just not something that they're afraid to go after. You know, 2nd-and-20, 1st-and-20, 3rd-and-16. We're not checking it down. We're not running a draw. We got a quarterback that can hang in there, and if we can block it up for just a little bit, but even if we can't, he'll figure out a way to get out of trouble and throw it down the field or run it for 16 yards. What a throw, though, to Jalen Lane. That was really the play that just unlocked everything. And from that moment on, you know, you go to that third drive, which, you know, that play starts the touchdown drive to make it 10-7. There's a 2nd-and-4 scramble, and he looks really good sliding. You know, a little bit later on, he didn't slide and Brady scolded him. We'll get to that in a moment. The throw to Debo after he avoids pressure for 21 yards, and then getting the ball back at the end of the first half, the 50-yard throw to McCaffrey. He's certainly not afraid, that's for sure. He'll give his guys, even if they're not the best guys, the starting guys, he'll give them opportunities. What a really good catch by McCaffrey. Outstanding. For all of you Luke people, that was a moment, but that was a big-time throw as well. And then, you know, they're in longer field goal range, and Matt Gay, even though he's been really good, in fact, 8 straight now, going back to the second half of the Raiders game, but they were in that 33-yard, you know, 35-yard line area, so you're plus, it's going to be a 50-yard plus field goal unless they get more yards, and there's a beautiful crossing route throw from Jaden to Debo, and then they got up and clocked it and kicked the field goal after that. Go to the second half, first drive, it's a 2nd-and-10 scramble for 9 yards that gets them to a 3rd-and-1. I think there were some really good throws in this game by Jaden, and a couple that were off. I'll get to those in a moment. But I think one of my favorite throws from him was a 1st-and-10 9-yard throw to number 13, Tay Martin, on the opening drive of the second half. It was Jaden at his pocket passing best. He sees it. He knows what the defense is doing. He's decisive. It's a flick of the wrist, super quick release. The velocity, the accuracy, 9 yards, it's 2nd-and-1. You know, those are the things we saw last year. We saw some of them in the Giant game, but he was off a little bit in the Giant game in the opener. And then the next play, it's a read option keeper. He gets the first down and gets down immediately. He played smart football for the most part. Wasn't his fault that they called quarterback power on the second play of the game. The throw to Chris Moore in the end zone. I mean, you got to catch that, Chris. That's a touchdown. That is an extension of the play, creating and then making a perfect throw to Chris Moore, who just could not pull it in for a touchdown. The 2nd-and-16 scramble on the last drive, the epic last drive of the game. By the way, the first 99-yard drive for Washington, I saw Kime tweet out, saw it this morning, since 2001. I would have never guessed that. He's got a 2nd-and-16 scramble, and he gets 12. That's the play where he got leg-whipped coming out of the pocket, but decisive as a scrambler. Look quick. Brace didn't seem to have that much of an effect. Then he had that 2nd-and-9 scramble where he didn't go down, and he's fighting for that extra yard to move the sticks. And those are the ones where you got to say, don't do that. It's 2nd-and-9. You've already scrambled. Okay, even if you have to slide after 6 yards, it's 3rd-and-3. And he got tackled, he got hit, and Brady lectured him about it after that. The touchdown to Debo is, you know, obviously an incredible play. I mean, there were a lot of really good Jaden Daniels, looking like Jaden Daniels plays. The bad from him in the game, he was, you know, like he was in the opener and against Green Bay, a little bit inaccurate on a few throws. I mean, not every throw, even from the best of all time, are right on the money or perfectly accurate. He was high to Ertz on a pass. Ertz could have pulled it in. He was a little behind Lane on one early. He underthrew Debo on the defensive pass interference. That could have been intentional, but I don't think it was. There was a really good grab by Debo in the second half on a ball that was just slightly behind him. He wasn't perfect. He probably missed a few things, including going back to the second drive of the game where he scrambles and he slips and falls about 3-4 yards short of the sticks. If you watch that play, I'm pretty sure he should have hit McNichols on a checkdown. And he could have hit McNichols as he started to run, because once he starts to run, the defense, all eyes are on him. It sucks everybody up, and he could have dumped it off to McNichols, and I think McNichols would still be running. So that was a chance and a decision that wasn't great. Yeah, for the most part, I mean, 15 of 26 for 231 yards, 8.9 yards per attempt, 15.4 yards per completion. He rushed for another 39 yards, and they were important yards on 8 carries, nearly 5 yards per carry. I got him as an A-minus, B-plus in this game. And really, it's the start to the game and the rust on those first two drives and a couple of throws that were off. But he protected the football all day, as he always seems to do. The tempo, man. How about the up-tempo and the hurry-up? That really was a factor in the game. The Chargers, towards the end, seemed to run out of gas. Jaden's return, number one on the list of things that I liked from the game. Number two has to be the running back, Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill. In the game, 28 snaps, 28, all right, out of the 59, I saw this morning, offensive snaps, 59, 28 of the 59 snaps, so he played in less than half the snaps in the game. And he generated 150 yards of total offense and 2 touchdowns. 16 touches, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. I'd call that high-level efficiency. Yes, he had one fumble as well. There were a couple of plays that I love. First of all, you know, pretty much one of the first plays he has an opportunity on is a wildcat zone read with Debo. Then he's, you know, into the end zone on a play where, look, the Chargers were horrible, obviously, on their offensive line. But man, they did not set the edge very well in their run stopping on this guy, who does such a great job with his vision, his bouncing ability. You know, he doesn't have world-class speed. Somebody tweeted me this morning. I was telling Max, do you think he's got Chris Johnson speed? Are you out of your mind? Chris Johnson's one of the fastest players that's ever lived in this game. Look, Kroski-Merritt is fast. He's not world-class fast, but he has great burst. He's got great vision, great cutting ability. And that bounce outside and then him turning that corner, nobody had a shot. No, I don't think he's got Chris Johnson, you know, world-class speed. That dude, what did he run, Max? 4-1? 4-2? Was he a 4-2 or a 4-1 guy? I don't even know what Bill ran 40 time-wise. He's fast, don't get me wrong. He's fast, but I'm actually more impressed with his vision, with his cutting ability, with his ability to bounce laterally and then burst and take advantage of it. He was outstanding in the game. There were other plays. You know, really after that touchdown drive on their third drive, that was it until the second half. The speed option with Jaden on a third and one, took that pitch. There were 12 men on the field. Man, that tempo, that hurry up caught the Chargers there. Had that check down for 28 yards. I love that he can catch the ball. You know, the check down was a great run after catch, but they used him in that middle screen as well, where he got 11 yards. And then there he is again, bouncing to the outside for a touchdown to make it 17-10. The 27-yard run on their second drive of the second half, I don't know how many tackles he broke. Let me just say this, and I'm going to get to them in a moment, but there was room to run for him today. There was room. The offensive line clearly did a good job. But on that 27-yard run on the second drive of the second half, he broke two or three tackles. He is slippery. No one gets a square shot on him. And then he does have enough lower body strength to run through some tackles. Then he had the 15-yard run on the final drive of the game. And he had the fumble. And that was a big fumble, and that was not on the exchange. Brady initially said it was on the exchange. I was looking for that. I didn't see it as an exchange problem. He had the ball, and then he lost it. That was a big fumble, and it could have been disastrous because they had the ball, you know, near midfield, up 20-10 in the fourth quarter after a 4th-and-2 drop by Conklin, and it's like, let's go, you know, end this thing right now. But overall, my God, 28 snaps, 16 touches, 150 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's an A-level game, and the only reason it's not A-plus is the fumble. Debo Samuel's on the list of good. He is having himself a season, isn't he? Look, no Terry, no Noah Brown. You know, Jaden's go-tos. Zach Ertz is still in the game, but Ertz wasn't even targeted. Well, he was. He had that high ball that he could have caught, didn't pull in. No catches for Ertz in this game. Debo was targeted 11 times, caught 8 passes for 96 yards. Nobody else was targeted more than twice. Do you think Kingsbury's been creative in getting Debo Samuel the ball when Debo Samuel is really the only legitimate scary threat as a skill position player? You've got to give Kingsbury a lot of credit. He gets him the ball quickly on screens. He gets it to him on under routes. He gets it to him on crossing routes. He gets it to him out of the backfield, although not yesterday. There was some motion occasionally in the backfield, I think, with Debo, but he did not have a carry in the game, even though he was the zone read option with that Wildcats play that they ran with Kroski Merritt. But Debo, he's on track now for 96 catches this year, something like that. Really another excellent game. What an addition Debo has been. Without him, they'd be in big trouble. And let's just keep him and the quarterback healthy. I put Luke McCaffrey on the list of good. He only had 2 plays, a 50-yard catch, unbelievable catch, set up the game-tying field goal at the end of the first half. But he had another great kickoff return, a 40-yard kickoff return. He is excellent in that area. I put McNichols on the list of things that I liked in the game because that 3rd-and-11 swing pass where he broke multiple tackles and got the first down, it seems like he is really good at that. And they just trust him. I like him, too. The offensive line, anytime you rush for 163 yards and your quarterback only gets sacked once, and your average per carry is 5.8, and it really seemed to me that the line of scrimmage, a good defense, too, and a good defensive front, it really seemed to me like they were doing a good job of winning at the line of scrimmage. There weren't a lot of in the backfield kind of plays. In fact, let me just see what the TFL count was for the Chargers, because it did not seem like, well, they had 6 TFLs. Okay. Well, the fumble was certainly one of them. I thought the O-line did a phenomenal job. The way it appeared to me, there was certainly for Kroski Merritt a lot of running room. All right, sticking with the list of good, because now we move to the defense. The 2 takeaways are as big as anything in this game. They're as big as the running back's performance. They are as big as the quarterback's performance, as good as big as Debo's performance. 2 takeaways after 1 in 4 games, they get one, as we've talked about already, beaten it to death. The play of the game, really, the Quan Martin hit. As he said, violence solves everything. What a quote. And that was violent. And that ball came out, and good for Lattimore to be right there to recover it. And then the second one, you know, they go from first and goal to one. No Hampton in the game. I think that was big for Washington. He was over getting taped, was a bit injured. They had their third string running back, Vidal, in the game. And after a first down throw is incomplete, there's a big play by Jordan McGee, who played and played well. It certainly appeared, had a couple of memorable plays, pressures, that TFL at the goal line, and then it's third and goal, and Newton gets a hand on it, and it's tipped and intercepted by Sandra Still. Just two incredibly important takeaways in this game. They win the turnover battle, plus one, and it turned out to be a huge difference maker. Sticking with the defense, I mean, the pass rush was everything. Because I don't think the coverage was great. Certainly wasn't early. Five sacks, so many pressures. What did I see here? In some column I read right before the show, it may have been Ben's column, 13 pressures in the game, 9 of them in 2.5 seconds or less. And it was everybody. You know, it wasn't just one player. And part of it was schemed up. There were free runners against that offensive line. They took advantage of truly probably yesterday, other than Dallas's offensive line, one of the worst offensive line situations in the league. If they hadn't taken advantage of it, we would have killed them. You have to acknowledge how messed up they were, but this was a defense that was chomping at the bit to redeem themselves after last week, and they dominated. Pass rush in this game was everything to the defensive results. 5 sacks, 13 pressures, 9 and 2.5 seconds or less. It came from everywhere. It came from everybody. And it needed to. It needed to, because that game started with Justin Herbert going 11 for 13 for 112 yards and a touchdown, along with a couple of scrambles before the Johnston fumble. And people were wide the blank open. It looked like, oh my God, here we go again coverage-wise. But they got a sack or two in the early going, and then they just dominated that offensive line. Dominated it, and the pass rush was everything in that game. After Herbert started 11 for 13 for 112 yards, he was 11 for 16 for 54 yards over the final 2.5 quarters. Dorrance Armstrong stood out. 2 sacks, drew a holding penalty. Boy, is he having a season. Kinlaw, McGee, Payne, Luvu, Wagner, Newton, Martin, Jacob Martin, Von Miller, Reeves and Quan Martin with some big hits in the game. That list is long in terms of the defensive players who stood out. We'll have more on that tomorrow when we go back and look at it in more detail. But it was the pass rush ultimately that was the defensive calling card. And when you get that kind of pressure, you're going to have a good day, even if the coverage behind it isn't consistently sound. The tackling was better than it was last week. There were a couple of missed tackles on Hampton. He's pretty good. And let's face it, the last thing on this list of things that I liked from the game is that they took advantage of a team that was not only a mess along their offensive line. And look, I wouldn't have made excuses for our team. We were missing big pieces too. But their offensive line being such a mess, losing players during the game, it just seemed to completely discombobulate the Chargers. 10 penalties, 85 yards. Some of them just trying to protect and save Herbert's life. It was a bad day for them after that fumble. They were burning timeouts, plenty of time left in quarters. They started the second half being down 17-10 with the ball. They went from a first and 10 to a second and 33 to a third and 29. Never had a shot. They went for a fourth and 2 and they dropped the pass. The Chargers participated in the final result of the game, but it was much more about what Washington did really after, the first 21 to 22 minutes of the game. All right, there were a few things that I didn't like. I'll get to those along with a few other observations when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right. Happy Victory Monday, everybody. It is October 6th. A rough start for the Washington Commanders turned right around after Quan Martin laid a hit on Quentin Johnston to jar the ball loose. Commanders come back and score 27 unanswered points over the final three quarters. Washington wins 27-10. And Jaden Daniels becomes the first player in NFL history with 4,000 passing yards and 1,000 rushing yards through his first 20 games. We look around the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys cruise to an easy win over the New York Jets despite an attempt at a comeback when it was already too late. Cowboys win 37-22. The New York Giants, they fall to the New Orleans Saints. Spencer Rattler completes two-thirds of his passes for 225 and a touchdown. Jackson Dart threw the ball 40 times as the Giants tried to climb back, but the Saints pull off the win 26-14. The Eagles, they went up against the Denver Broncos and were up 17-3 going into the fourth quarter. The Broncos battled back to score 18 points in the fourth quarter and pull off the game-winning field goal with 1:14 left in the game. Broncos win 21-17. Some postseason baseball. The Mariners, they beat the Tigers by a score of 3-2 to even the series at one game apiece. And the Blue Jays, they smoked the New York Yankees in a game that could have been on NFL Red Zone with all that scoring. Vlad Guerrero Jr. with a grand slam in the fourth inning. That busted the game wide open. Blue Jays win 13-7. Tonight, we got Monday Night Football. The Chiefs taking on the Jags. That'll be right here on the Team 980 and on our sister station at 106.7 The Fan. That'll be tonight at 8 p.m. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Herbert looking that way, throwing, tip, intercepted at the goal line! Mikey Saint-Russell with the pick!
That was a rather large play. I mean, the fumble gave the Chargers life at midfield. They drove it 14 plays, 53 yards, 7 minutes and 12 seconds. That is a long drive. They converted so many third downs on that shorter field that just kept the clock rolling. But that was such a big play. The tip by Newton, the pick by Sanristil, and Washington had the ball back at their own one. You know, when they took the ball back, there was still 7 to 8 minutes left, seven and change, and they needed to move it, burn some clock up 20-10. They pretty much burned the rest of the clock. A 6 minute plus drive, 99 yards, and a final touchdown pass from Jaden to Debo Samuel. My game take continues. I've already given you the things that I liked. They are pretty simple. Jaden's return, he was outstanding after the first two drives. Krosky, Merritt, of course. Debo, McCaffrey's two big plays, 50-yard catch, 40-yard kickoff return. Loved the McNichols 3rd-and-11 catch and run. O-line was outstanding. Two takeaways as important as anything in this game. The pass rush was really the key to the defensive turnaround on the day after the first quarter and a half. So many defensive players participated in that. Part of the good list is that, the Chargers showed up and really were banged up, as Washington was for sure. Washington took advantage of their bad day in a major way. All right, the list of things I did not like, more observations, and you guys can start lining it up on the phones right now at 301-230-0980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.